Proclamation number 7411 of 18th of September, 1959. Compassionate Charity. You should glow with merciful love towards your fellow human beings' need when you are approached for help and are able to provide it. You should feel the hardship like your own in order to help to the best of your ability, and you will awaken reciprocated love in your neighbor, and the flame of love will spread and draw ever wider circles. The loving person will also increase his willingness to help, and the reciprocated love in his fellow human being will also constantly find new nourishment. The flame of love will increase and thrust itself towards me, who am eternal love itself. Love for me can only be demonstrated through unselfish neighborly love, for to love me as the most perfect being in infinity is not difficult. But to love one's fellow human being with all his weaknesses and shortcomings is only proof that the human being has a compassionate, loving heart and that he would like to express the love slumbering within him to this weak, helpless neighbor who comes to him in his adversity. This love is there for mercy and truly born in the human heart. And it proves love for me, for loving a flawed being only confirms love for the perfect being, who is the creator of everything that surrounds the human being, thus also of the neighbor, who therefore has to claim true brotherly love according to God's will. Neighborly love can also never be feigned, for the human being either shows love to his neighbor or leaves him in his adversity. But he will never alleviate his adversity if he is not forced to do so by other material advantages which then, however, no longer fall within the area of neighborly love as it is demanded of you humans by me. Providing help for the sake of earthly advantage is equal to an omission in my eyes, for only unselfishness is true neighborly love, as I demanded through my commandment. What is done out of calculation does not fall under the fulfillment of this commandment but is a dead work which does not receive my attention. But you humans cannot deceive me, for I see into your hearts. And therefore I demand merciful love. A feeling of merciful love which applies to your neighbor in need. This alone I will regard and value as a proof of your love for me, your God and Father, who pursues you with his never-ending love and wants to draw you to himself in merciful love. And a measure has been given to you as to what love you should give to your neighbor. You shall love him as yourselves. The same you claim for yourselves you should also give to him, i.e., you should help him to the best of your ability and always remember that it would also be good for you if you received the same help from your fellow human being. You should never think that you have no obligation towards your neighbor, for I have imposed this obligation on you through my commandment, through the addition, as for yourselves. I grant you humans a measure of self-love, and accordingly you should love your neighbor, as yourselves. And this addition obliges you to always remember your neighbor, just as you also predominantly remember yourselves, and this is not denied to you. But as soon as you also take care of your neighbor, your self-love is also justified, and it will also soon no longer exceed the right measure. For you will increase in merciful neighborly love and thus also demonstrate ever deeper love for me. You will fulfill my commandments and truly become blessed as a result. Amen.